You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. The Townsend Dam was built to help protect properties in the Connecticut River Valley from floods, but the payments Townsend gets for the project have been frozen since 1982. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, the town is now trying to change that.
Every time a consumer spends a dollar at a strip mall along the I-91 corridor in Massachusetts and Connecticut, Kathy Heggie says the people of the Windham County community of Townsend deserve at least some recognition. Heggie is chairwoman of the Townsend Select Board, and she says the Townsend Dam has saved cities like Hartford and Springfield, Massachusetts, millions of dollars through flood control. When the Townsend Dam on the West River was built, the U.S. government took about 1,000 acres off of the Townsend tax rolls. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers manages the dam, and each year the town receives a check for $5,656 as a payment in lieu of taxes. Heggie says that's way too low.
We've lost a valuable resource while Connecticut is benefiting. They're allowed to be able to build in places they otherwise would not have been able to build, and they can take in the revenues that are associated with that building, and yet they're not sharing that with the state of Vermont.
Townsend Dam is part of a 12-dam flood control system in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Massachusetts. Those three states, along with Connecticut, make up the Connecticut River Valley Flood Control Commission. Commission Administrator Angela Mrozinski says this is not the first time Townsend has asked for an increase. But when the commissioners have looked at the numbers in the past, they've determined that the 1982 payment formula is sufficient.
The amount of effort and time involved in re-evaluating the formula to re-evaluate the payments just far outweighs the benefit that any one town would receive. Some towns, their payments would go up if we were to re-evaluate. Some towns, their payments would go down. The estimate that we've evaluated, the payments wouldn't go up tremendously much. And so we just feel that it's not worth it.
The issue rose to the surface in Townsend after Tropical Storm Irene ruined the Townsend Lake Recreation Area, which is just upstream from the dam. Irene dropped tons of silt in the lake, and the historic storm impacted the watershed so much that silt continues to wash downstream. In the past, the commission has pointed to Townsend's benefiting from having a rec area. But Heggie says what the town has is a mud pit and a payment in lieu of taxes that is about a quarter of what it should be. Townsend is trying to get representatives from Vermont's congressional delegation to visit the site, and the town hopes to raise the issue again at the commission's meeting on December 4th. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.